kidding?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A price cap on its oil agreed to Friday by the U.S. and European Union and other Western allies has taken effect today. Fox's Jonathan Savage.
The price cap is $60 a barrel. That means only Russian oil bought for less than $60 will be allowed to be shipped using G7 or European tankers or insurance firms. For comparison, the market price for a barrel of oil is over $80. All this is meant to make it harder for Russia to make money, and so harder for it.
$60 cap is too high. Russia says it won't supply countries that don't pay full price. China is easing more COVID restrictions that aim to stop the virus spread. In Beijing and other cities, people were allowed to get on buses and trains today without being tested. After widespread protests over lockdowns and forced testing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells CBS Face the Nation,
"We've been standing up for the basic principle that people should have the right to make their views known peacefully, to protest as the case may be, to vent their frustrations."
It's another cold, dark night in the Carthage, North Carolina area. 37,000 homes and businesses remain without electricity, could be out for days. After two power substations were damaged by gunfire Saturday, Moore County schools will be closed. It's the final full day to campaign in Georgia before tomorrow's Senate runoff election. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
The Democratic incumbent, Raphael Warnock, has told Georgia voters sending him back to D.C. still matters.
"I believe in my soul that Georgia knows that Georgia is better than Herschel Walker."
One of his final rallies was with former President Barack Obama. Republicans, including Governor Brian Kemp, campaigned with Herschel Walker.
"As a senator, he's fair to Georgia people."
The top-level college football playoffs are set. Undefeated Georgia and Michigan are the number one and two seeds. Georgia will play Ohio State. Michigan will face TCU. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Korea has taken action after more sanctions over its nuclear weapons program from the U.S. and Japan and South Korea, which reports today North Korea's military fired 130 artillery rounds into the sea near the South's border. This after a record number of North Korean missile tests this year. The U.S. has unveiled its newest weapon of war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin then said, "We have more to do to strengthen our deterrence."
While giving the keynote address at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California Saturday, Secretary Austin made it clear America is ready to forcefully address any potential enemy.
"In our imperfect world, deterrence does come through strength. And we will continue to make clear to any potential foe the folly of aggression against the United States at any time or any place."
Part of that deterrence will be provided through America's newest bomber, the B-21, which was unveiled Friday. It can carry conventional and nuclear weapons and has advanced stealth capability as well.
"This bomber will be able to defend our country with new weapons that haven't even been invented yet."
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall to start the week. Futures are down, coming off last week's slight gains. On Sunday Night Football, a blowout. The Dallas Cowboys crushed the Indianapolis Colts 54-19. Earlier,
first and goal. Backpedaling. Hand wide open at the five. And that's
that's a touchdown for Chris Evans.
The Cincinnati Bengals beat Kansas City 27-24 on CBS, snapping the Chiefs' five-game win streak. In other games with playoff implications, Minnesota beat the New York Jets 27-22. Washington and the New York Giants tied 20-20. Baltimore edged Denver 10-9. Seattle 27. The LA Rams 23. The LA Chargers lost to Las Vegas 27-20. San Francisco topped Miami 33-17, but lost quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo to a broken foot. I'm Dave Anthony.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.